Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Pesticides Control Authority is encouraging householders and farmers to be mindful of the dangers of pesticides and to be vigilant about using the substances correctly. On today's program, we share some tips on keeping pesticides out of the reach of children.
Daddy, you have to stop my punishment of staying in the room.
Oh, yes?
As Junior has come to spray.
Carla, you're sad. No problem spraying the room. Two tools are finished. Come.
But you still don't tell me what this one is called, then.
Look like you want to finsack me, you know, Mr. Phillips.
I know what is in
this
new spray.
If them boy hear about this chemical, Big Boom Pest Control can't stop them again, you know. Them take away all the business. Make a fix up your room for you, Carla.
Using pesticides in your home or workplace is serious business. Call the Pesticides Control Authority for a list of pesticides that can be used safely around the house. All pesticides can be dangerous to human health, particularly children, the elderly, and the sick. You have the right to ask for the pesticide to be used and its dangers. Gas oil should not be used for termite treatment, as this is a fire hazard.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
That's what we sing, that's what we say.
The Pesticides Control Authority, PCA, a division within the Ministry of Health, is charged with regulating and controlling the sale and distribution of pesticides and other hazardous chemicals in Jamaica. These include chemicals that are used by farmers in controlling plant pests and diseases associated with crop production. Each year, the PCA sets aside an entire week geared towards educating farmers and the general public about pesticides, their uses, and effects. This year, Pesticide Awareness Week 2015 is being observed from September 20 to 25 under the theme, Children Are Precious, Protect Them from Pesticides. The authority says pesticides can affect children at any stage, from the womb through to puberty. Even minute amounts of pesticide contaminants in a child's environment can bring about several physiological changes in the body. Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey, shares some basic tips for keeping pesticides out of the reach of children. He says pesticides should be locked away so as to prevent a child from getting to them.
If they are locked away, but one day the cupboard is not locked and the child can get into the cupboard, then poisoning can occur.
Avoid storage of pesticides inside the house, particularly concentrated agricultural and garden pesticides that have to be mixed or diluted for use.
Because a concentrated chemical is even more dangerous than a ready-to-use one.
Limit the use of pesticides by using non-chemical methods, for example, controlling roaches, flies, and rats through good sanitation and using appropriate glue traps.
If the garbage is properly sealed so that none of these things can get access to it, then you probably will not develop a roach, fly, or rat problem in your home.
Purchase and store pesticides only in the manufacturer's container, tightly sealed and with the original label that has been approved by the Pesticides Control Authority. Never put pesticides in drink bottles. Use pesticides according to the label instructions, including how to store them and to dispose of the empty container. And rat bait must be used only in a bait station that will prevent children gaining access. And now for our proverb of the day. Bucket with all a bottom, not have no business at Riverside. And this means your status and condition should be a big factor in guiding your actions.
You know, a whole heap of you smoke weed and sand, you know.
For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed in the gully behind school. And when graduation time come, my youth, none of them no graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C-sec.
Target shoot, the future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
That brings us to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.